You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of Game Scoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Gamescoop. I'm your host, Damon Hadfield. Joining me this week is Sam Claiborne.
Hey, everybody.
CJ Gibson.
What's up?
And Mark Medina.
Hi, catchphrase.
And we have a great show for you this week. We're going to talk about those alleged two new Switch models that we're getting this year, according to the Wall Street Journal, who has never been wrong about anything.
Ever.
They didn't even couch it as a rumor. They're just like, this is happening this year.
This is happening.
I thought it was an announcement. Shigeru Miyamoto had the byline on the article, which I thought was just unusual, because we've asked him to write for us before.
Yep.
Journals
famous,
and jokes.
His famous byline, Shiggy Miyamoto is what he goes by. So much to talk about this week. We also got to talk about Sony's State of Play, Apple Arcade, this Lord of the Rings Gollum game.
Oh my God, what a bad idea.
That's why I'm here. That's this week's, this is this week's why I'm here, to talk about Lord of the Rings stuff.
But first, one last quick reminder that I will be at PAX this week and I'm hosting a Game Scoop panel with Brian Altano, Seth Macy, and Cindy Goodman. That's this Thursday, March 28th, 12:30 p.m. in the Albatross Theater. If you're going to be there at PAX that day, please come and hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you sure it's not the Albatross Theater?
That could be a typo. Yeah, sure. It might be Albatross.
Do you guys know what Albatross is?
Nope.
It's the little albatrosses in Super Mario Brothers 2 that drop bombs.
So I was going to say that or make a Bionic Commando reference.
Yeah, and you can ride on top of them.
But
yeah.
That's Albatross.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah,
and so that's probably what this is in a reference. I don't know. Does PAX get to name their rooms?
I think there might be the convention center that names them.
Okay. Yeah. So then it's just probably named after the bird.
That seems likely.
It's the bird of Boston, the albatross.
Official bird.
That's fair.
Not a Mario 2 reference. Okay.
Sam, what is the daily win?
All right. So we are giving away a video game every single day on IGN.com for U.S. residents only. Sorry.
Get out of the world.
There's a
sorry, CJ.
We tried really hard to give away games to Canada, and all the comments are about that.
Just didn't like those skill-based testing questions, huh?
Do you know about that?
Oh, do I know about that? Absolutely.
If you win, I didn't know about this, and a lot of Canadians apparently don't because they keep clamoring for free games.
No.
If you win a free thing in Canada, you have to pass a skill-based, a test of skill, a
absolutely
test of might.
Absolutely.
Not might. Mental might.
Mental what? Might, yes.
Yeah. This is for real. You have
why?
To you have to answer a question in 5 minutes or less.
Yes.
That includes, if it's math, four steps. So an example would be 100 plus 65 divided by 2 plus 3.
That's impossible.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, Damon did ask me this, so I knew a little bit about it in advance.
If you get it wrong,
No prize.
No prize.
Exactly. Oh, so for okay, so for the most part, it's typically.
But they're not always math problems?
No, they're usually always math problems.
Well, then you just keep calculator handy. Yeah, well,
no, you can't use
they're
a calculator.
They're usually just work around this dumb law problem.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. You yeah. can't use it?
I mean, isn't that the idea?
Yeah, the idea is that you just do it right there
it's
and then.
It's like a gambling thing because they want yeah. games of skill always, not games of chance, like, you know.
Yeah,
that's the idea. That's why but pinball was so
watching you
make so. This is another thing. Now people will know. It's like when I come on here and everybody's like, "Oh, milk and bags." It's like, no, I actually said to Damon, "I was like, wait, you don't need to answer this." Like to me, this is a requirement.
Yeah, so we have a thing called the sweepstakes, but you're talking about a contest, and there's just different legalities for both.
Yeah.
Also, and believe me, I've been in the stuff about that this week because yeah. I set up the IGN Daily Win, and you should go on IGN right now, and you can win a copy of, I believe, by the time you hear this episode, Resident Evil 2 for free just by going there and putting your email address in.
But the 1998 version.
on Nintendo 64
unless you're
from
Canada.
My desk. I'm running out of games.
No Canadians allowed.
We'll give away a PS3 or PS4 copy and then an Xbox copy the next day usually is the idea.
Nice.
So is that how it's always going to – because I know it was a Kingdom Hearts PS4
yeah, or
Xbox.
Or PC. You know, oh, if we cool. get – you know, it depends on what we have or what we want to give away.
Yeah.
And also, Mark,
you want to
yep. get –
did you know that in Canada, milk comes in bags?
I learned that not 1 minute ago when CJ said
somebody it. Tweeted at us a picture of said bag.
Like the instructions for, apparently you put the bag inside a jug and you snip the corner and yeah. pour it from
does
there.
The exactly. Does the milk council distribute jugs to everybody?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like once you have
you
the
grow
jug
up with a
once.
Jug?
Yeah, absolutely. I
was
don't know where it comes from. You can
milk
probably,
jug.
It's just there, but you yeah, it's just, you circulate it. You never need more than one.
But you always use that milk jug.
Absolutely.
But then, is it like a thinner version of a jug so the bag doesn't spread out in it?
No, it's just like a little like kind of oval-like jug with a handle. Then, yeah, you snip the
But like, if you saw that, you'd be like, don't put Kool-Aid in there. That's the milk jug.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah, it is.
Like, is
it
multi-use?
I love how you didn't know.
Does everybody have the same jug?
It's the milk jug. Okay. There's no multi-use.
It's funny. I have a really good friend I play a lot of video games with, and he lives in Canada. And he was we wanted to like buy him a game or whatever, and we go on their GameStop website, and I thought I was like back in the 90s.
That's
like it was like eBay. It was or not eBay. It was what's the
GameStop? Oh, EB Games.
EB Games, and yeah. it's like The Zone and all this stuff, and I was like, this is so like weird. He's like, that's just yep. that's our GameStop. And I'm like, this is like
so we had EB, very EB here.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. We had it a long time ago.
Yeah,
it's still there.
And so, like, growing up, it was EB Games, and then there hasn't been EB Games
so,
a long
CJ,
time.
So, CJ, what's yeah. an embarrassing thing that Americans do that you can't believe we do? Mm.
I mean, there's so many.
And you can't say so cartons with milk in them, okay?
No.
You put your
that.
Milk in a container,
no,
weirdos?
I think that, I mean, I said, there's just words, but when I say them, it doesn't translate because I know most of the people are American.
What's one thing that that happens often?
I honestly thought that somebody was trolling me when they said the word decal. Now, I've said the word decal.
Yeah, but you're just revealing another weird Canadian thing.
Exactly.
That is
that's
so
my
weird.
Point. This is your opportunity to
you
shame
chance.
Us
yeah,
for
shame
something.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, I put
okay.
a lot of decals
Welcome
on
to Game
my
Scoop,
car.
Everybody.
Okay, now here's one. I'll say, so for the most part, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, like Winnipeg area, they're all those provinces in the center. Nobody knows them. So let's go, oh yeah, name me a place you've been to in Canada. And everybody always says Vancouver or Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is? Yeah, it's somewhere up north there. And I say where, and they have no idea.
Well, Vancouver's on the West Coast.
Vancouver's on the West Coast. But typically they'll say—
Toronto's Detroit, basically.
Yeah, around there. But then I'll say, do you know where Montana is? They're like, oh yeah, rough idea. And they're like, over where Toronto— So they don't—nobody mostly knows the states— up there, and
just,
they also don't
left,
know Canada.
Again, this
right.
is reflecting poorly on Canadians, not Americans.
No, it's not, because Americans don't
you're
know their
about
own states or the most of the provinces.
Oh, you're saying Americans don't know their
yeah,
own
Yeah, they don't.
I wanted to know
oh,
some
I
sort of like habit, yeah. though. Like, milk in a bag is like that strange.
I mean—
Like, you're talking about geography.
I feel
here. Like— I just want to know, like—
Geography's impossible.
Let me just say what we
math.
Have then that
math?
You guys don't have. We have health care.
Oh.
There we go.
All right.
New topic.
But when you go to the doctor,
you
the math problem can
game.
Be really hard.
Yeah.
You're like, I really need this
free. At least it's free.
At least it's free. But you know what? If you fail
what's
the math
prime
test,
number of whatever? You're like, I don't know. Like,
then the
no
doctor
heart surgery
makes it worse.
We've lingered on this for too long. I just have
David,
one more
David.
Question
all right, all right.
about the milk bag.
All right. For real,
bag scoop
taken over.
The milk bag is in the milk jug.
Yes.
The corner is snipped.
Yes.
You pour yourself a nice glass
cool
of milk.
Glass of
yeah.
milk.
And you put it in the fridge.
Absolutely.
And so it's just the corner snipped and it's just open and exposed to the environment of your fridge? Because here we close like the milk carton here.
You know, I mean, when you say it like that, it does sound really bad.
Does a little film come off the top when you pour it?
Exactly. Well, like, you wouldn't put a cup of liquid just in a fridge.
Do you tie off the corner and you clip it?
No.
Does it absorb the odors of your refrigerator and taste different?
It's a nice little tiny clips that it pours nice and smooth. It's enough
where that you should need something.
Do you have a special tool for clipping the corner, or do you just use scissors?
Use scissors. Okay.
Where's the milk bag clipper?
there you go.
Here's scissors. He's like,
Is the first pour like really sloppy?
Well, it's like anything that's really full. You kind of have to like balance it. I'm not saying this is a great idea. This milk
You've been without. What did you do when you did like teeth?
So here's the thing.
Everybody it fails when you try it.
No, because there's enough volume to hold it in. You have to like kind of like force it in initially.
Damon,
when it's
closed. You have to get us.
Here we go.
All right.
We've heard before that there's new Switch models on the way this year. And the Wall Street Journal this week has another report that we are indeed getting two new Switch models this year, a more advanced version and then sort of a Switch Lite version that's supposed to replace the 3DS. Again, this comes from Wall Street Journal. The enhanced variant will be bolstered with features targeted at avid video gamers. I think that's us.
Ooh.
Could be.
Maybe.
I consider myself an avid video game.
I would say avid minus.
Yeah, like that. The processor on your little how many size inch screen is just going to be. You're going to notice all those graphics.
The cheaper option is for more casual gamers, intended as a successor to the 3DS.
Or the 2DS, right?
Or even the 2DS, yeah.
Or the 2DS. And like loosely described as like what would be kind of like a Vita, because it doesn't have detachable Switch.
That sounds like it wouldn't have detachable Joy-Cons.
Yeah, but I wonder if it will still Switch. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll still have a dock.
Yeah, I would think that would be the one thing that it has to like sort out. And maybe it's not a dock, maybe it's like a plug or something.
Yeah.
I think the TV part is really important. But like a more powerful Switch sounds really great to me.
Yeah. They also talk about...
What if they up-res Zelda?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, come on.
It already looks great.
I'll play it a third time.
Yeah.
Because I plan to play it a second
time. What if they raise the frame rate? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Games like Doom and Wolfenstein run at 30 on Switch.
Or they were like noticeably dipping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like maybe we'll get up to frame rate.
Yeah. And that makes sense. I think just when you mentioned this, the context of plugging the device into the TV, if you had like a less portable version of the Switch, but it actually had like more horsepower to use when you're plugging it in the TV. Yeah,
the less powerful version could drop functions like the controller vibration, which actually would be fine with me. I don't like having a vibration on when I'm using it in handheld mode.
It's kind of like
that. Also makes me think is less not going to be detachable.
Yeah.
Because it's like 3DS doesn't have vibration.
Yeah,
it's just one piece.
But think of some games that are specifically Switch related games that actually like that's a function of the game.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, it only was at the start. It's one of those Nintendo functions where they worked really hard on it.
Yeah.
And they came up with one good idea, which turned
out
to be,
Switch.
Yeah, which was like not a great idea, and then they never returned to it.
Yep.
But that's why like WarioWare would be so good to
balls
use
in a box.
Right. It's like you're
that
losing.
That was so cool though.
It was cool.
Yeah, the HD rumble.
Yep.
But it's like I don't know how much of a loss it is.
These consoles allegedly have new designs, so they look different than the current Switch model.
I mean, that's always good and bad. I feel like it's good for Nintendo, bad for consumers, because it's the same thing with iPhones. Every time they change a model, there's a different case, there's a different accessory, mm-hmm. there's different, you know. You lose the headphone jack. There you go. In an ideal world, it would be obviously smaller, then it'd be okay. But
it's
got to
use the
bigger,
same Joy-Cons, though, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, but size,
but
like size wise, could be a little different, right?
If they change it, it instantly is going to make every current Switch look old and
absolutely
outdated.
How are we already 12 minutes into the show? we spent 10 minutes talking about milk.
A lot of milk.
So glad we're talking about video games now.
A lot of milk.
Apologies for that. What do you guys think about this?
I'm excited only because I don't personally own a Switch because.
Because you only play Mario 64.
That's true. It's not on Switch yet, so why would I? We bought my wife a Switch, and it seems like it's getting those like rub marks on the side of it.
Yep.
From the dock.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I'm just like, you know, the Joy-Cons were breaking at the start. They feel kind of weird. The right one wasn't working correctly. The dock to me is just utter garbage. And so I've been waiting. It is.
Do you know
bad.
You can line it with its belt?
yeah, you can do all these things to make it work properly. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That sucks. To me,
that's
it's
what,
like,
I said about the milk.
to me,
America.
To me, nothing has drawn me to, like, needing a Switch, and so I've been waiting for a redesign. Hmm. And it sounds like it's going to happen this year.
But when you say nothing's drawing you to need a Switch, like, you haven't played any Switch games at all, though.
Oh no, no, I have. Like, I work at IGN.
Well, I know.
Cover video games.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, when you say that, though, you got to preface that.
No, I've played Zelda. I've played Odyssey. I just carry around the work Switch when I want to play a game. But, like, I don't have my own personal Switch, and I'd like one, but I'm going to wait for this now.
Interesting.
Because I've been waiting for a redesign.
Yeah.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the US. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. 1 in 5 Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't really have any issues or complaints with my current Switch, so it would have to be pretty significantly different for me to, you know.
For me, it's like
buy a whole new.
Are we talking about, like, we're not getting Red Dead on Switch right now because clearly it just can't do it. Like, can we get to a point where we have a Switch that can kind of do games like that? Maybe games from this generation, but just a year back or 2 years back.
I mean, it's already kind of doing that. Getting Wolfenstein and Doom, you know.
It's not everything, and I don't know why, but if it's because of power, then let's juice that a bit.
So here's the thing. Do you think portability will be a focus on this newer one still? Only,
I hope so.
Only because I'm thinking, like, one of the things that the Switch doesn't do well, and I mean, I think everybody's jokes, like, oh, which games could or could not come to it? We always say, like, you know, Destiny or always persistent online games, which typically have usually been a problem because it's Wi-Fi only. So
Warframe's on Switch.
Warframe is on Switch, yeah, and it's done a really good job. I've heard that, and I've not played Warframe, but for the people that enjoy it, they said that the performance is actually not too bad, but they're optimizing it, like, you know, kind of on the regular. But that could be something where, if it had the ability to have some kind of, like, breakout port or some kind of external thing for you to plug in network, never know. Like, maybe they hit certain type of, different games that they've not been able to do in the past.
We are just a little over 2 months away from E3, if you can believe that.
Yeah. Yep. That is unbelievable. I'm actually working on an E3 planning doc all day. That's what I've been doing. So that's not fun.
Quick.
It's not fun working on the planning doc, but I'm really excited about E3. I just want to make that clear. I'm not one of these, like, haters or doubters about working at E3. I think it's really, really great.
Yeah.
But working in a document is kind of boring. there's a DS Lite thing for me where it's like I didn't think I needed that system until I saw it. Hmm. And I was like, this is the most beautiful piece of gaming hardware I've ever seen. I don't know how the Switch could get to that point, but there's a good chance I'm just going to be like, that is just too cool looking. I must
have. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what CJ's saying is like Form this factor. New thing is going to come out and it's like your old Switch is going to be like, it's time for a
And there's some weight issues with it, right? Like it's actually kind of like it hurts my wrists when I play on the plane for a long time or like something like that. I need to like work around that and there's things they could fix.
That's weird. I always felt like for the most part, I thought the Switch's like equilibrium center balance was pretty good, like in comparison to I don't like iPad gaming and for the times where you have to do that on the touchscreen, which Switch isn't really a touch gaming device per se, right?
But has a touchscreen, but
Not really designed for that. I didn't like bigger iPads and stuff like that because I felt like that way too. But Switch was kinda like that happy medium, I thought, for the most part.
And if they don't change the Joy-Cons, then this won't happen, but I'd like a D-pad.
Absolutely. Mm. I don't know how many people either modded them or have seen something like that. And even the analog stick, it's pretty good, but I could use a little bit more refinement.
Yeah, it's very nubby.
Yep. A little nubby.
I really like the Pro Controller, though.
Pro Controller is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Pro Controller. All right, we shall find out just a little bit more than 2 months at E3. Oh. Do you know it?
I think I do.
It's from I used to play it on 101, but I can't remember the...
What did you just say?
Sorry, that might have been another Canadian thing.
What, seriously, what does that mean? A computer?
Yeah, I know it's an NES
a Sinclair?
Game. Do you know what it is?
Is it a Sinclair 101? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, well, we call them 101 cartridges in Canada. Yeah. And
what's,
I think.
What's the game?
So, what, a bootleg cartridge?
More or less, yeah.
He's talking about a cartridge with 101 games on it.
Yeah. I was wrong. I'm thinking of Caltron 6-in-1 is what I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you played those.
Yeah, we had 101.
Is it Adventure Island?
No, it was Bomberman.
Bomberman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Title screen.
Yeah, I was thinking about that or Mappy. Have you ever played Mappy? Sound a little bit.
I talked about Mappy not, 2 hours ago?
Did you really?
You were talking about Mappy?
Remember I was saying, and I had missed some of the Apple conference because I was doing some stuff.
Oh,
and
right.
I came out and I was like, what arcade games did they announce? And Damon said none. And I asked him if they announced Mappy.
Random.
Mappy, yeah, it's really weird. But I talk about Mappy all the time, so it's not super random.
Naturally.
All the time.
I'm aware of Mappy. I don't know that I've ever played it. It's okay. It's like City Connection
guys.
For me.
Dun, 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 yeah, that game was really fun. You know the music to Mappy?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that exactly. You jump on the trampoline.
So good.
We'll go out after this show, and we're going to play Mappy because we have it in a game in the lobby here.
Okay.
And,
let's do it.
It's so good because it introduces the characters, and one of them's name, I can't remember the name, but his description is Boss the Big Bit, and then Mappy is Mouse Police.
His little outfit. That makes sense.
They have like credits, you know, but they're like
that's pretty good.
Not well localized, and it's very, very
good.
Mouse Police.
Well, speaking of Apple Arcade, that was revealed yesterday.
Yeah.
Good segue.
One of three subscription platforms that Apple revealed yesterday. So this is going to be their mobile game subscription platform for premium games. Not free-to-play stuff with microtransactions. It should be like, you know, it should be a curated catalog of quality games that you're paying a monthly fee to access.
That is the key word, curated. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean and how long
quality.
Can they do that?
Yeah. It means Mark Bozon is picking his favorite games.
Yeah, there's a bunch of ex-IGN people who reviewed games that at work in that part.
Charles Onyet.
Yeah.
He's down there.
So I think that's... One thing that you have to think about when you get excited about this is like, what games are you scrambling to your phone to play these days in that category?
Mm-hmm.
And I do like iPhone games. There are some I really like, 80 Days. I like games over the years, but there's just not a lot. And I don't know why that is. It's just I know why it is. It's because they're not targeting us and they're trying to get dollars from free to play.
Yep.
But like, man, there's like not a huge amount of those experiences coming out every single week or month.
Florence blew up last year.
Love
Florence. Yeah. I think that's what was cool about PUBG Mobile and Fortnite is actually, especially Fortnite, when you have that ecosystem where they can actually play against other people on other devices. And I mean, that's super rare, but I don't know if like that's actually feasible or possible to do in this kind
of
store.
What I'm confused by is that I know people in the industry or like people that we would interact with that like games like Clash of Clans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like if that is a thing, does this preclude those games from being on it? And does it even matter?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess those work perfectly well. I just can't figure out what the service is for.
But it's it sounds like an exclusive platform though, which is kind of typically Apple's thing.
If
right?
there's developers for it, you mean?
Well, yeah, and I mean they've done this already a little bit with Apple TV. You know, where they have custom games designed to play with the Apple Remote. Have you ever actually played them?
No, but I hate the Apple Remote.
So the Apple Remote's not bad once you get the hang of it. But yeah, it's definitely not like a
controller.
It's not like a conventional controller. Mm-hmm. But it does well enough to be able to play some of those games.
I don't get it
because
you have to put it in the jug and then you have to.
You gotta snip the corner.
Snip the corner. It's just weird.
Back
just
in 2006, Sam. Know where I was going with that before. I mean, we'll just throw in milk references too every now and then. The Wii was in the.
Oh, bringing it back around.
It was the Wii did the same thing though. In like 2006, if you think about like the you know the Wii motion controls, it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. You either are into that or you're not. And I mean, the kids at least that I know of who want to play those type of games, or if they. I mean, the model of like maybe going into hotels or going into other, you know, things. I don't know if that's going to be a play or not. Like, you wonder somehow, because they really are wanting it to get into a different space. That's what it felt like with all this announcement stuff with Apple.
How boring is all that? Like, why don't we answer? There's just this test that you can do for like upcoming game consoles. Like, am I going to play a game on it that's better than Metal Gear Solid 5?
No.
No, so what is right the point? Now, what is the point?
You can't play Metal Gear Solid 5 when you're on, you know, when you're during your commute or on a plane right now.
Right, but
it'd be very dangerous to play that.
Play Zelda Breath of the Wild, and like that's my thing with me is like when I see.
So I was going to use that as my test example, but I'm not allowed. Okay.
You did good. Keep rolling.
Well, all I'm saying is just like when I looked at all of those games, like nothing grabbed me.
Yeah.
To the point where I'd want to pay for this.
Yeah.
Because to Sam's point, like you can take your Switch on the go. Why am I going to play these games on my phone? I don't know. None of them looked interesting enough where I was like, I need this.
There are certain types of games that I like playing on my iPad. I really like tower defense games.
Yes.
About once a year, a new Kingdom Rush game comes along. That's a tower defense series.
Did you play the
really
Bugs vs. Robots game on your...
Which, I don't know which one.
The one that Dan, you love a lot, the follow-up to...
Into the Breach?
Yeah, Into the Breach.
Love that game, but I play it on Switch.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, if a new Kingdom Rush game was released this fall and it's part of this program, I guess I might as well subscribe and like check out some of the other games that are available. But it's like, you know, it's never going to be my primary game platform, so it'll highly depend on what's the game list like and how much does it cost.
I mean, so I agree with you guys. I mean, for the most part, especially when I watch my kids play iPad games and iPhone games, I don't understand how they can enjoy it. But they don't have that context of knowing what a controller is like, honestly, at that age. I do wonder how much of this is a play for future, like, parents. And
so you're just saying we're too old.
We absolutely are. No, I mean, in some cases,
okay,
everybody has
that.
An iPhone, so it's like the accessibility of that as the platform is more accessible than buying a new platform.
Yeah, they already have an iPhone, and those games are free.
Yeah,
so it's like this is going to be a hard sell.
A kid can't buy a subscription service.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So like,
that's a hindrance to this.
Yeah, even whatever it costs, even if it's like. Yeah, I mean, Apple Music is like $10.
There was like a sharing family setup though, where I think and don't quote me on this, but you have one.
Yeah, it was like,
and then four other devices.
That's how Apple Music is as well. Yeah. It's like you pay, and then like everybody else gets like a discount. I think this one was like free though.
Yeah, I don't want to talk specifically about it, but I can see that being of benefit because that's what we do. I mean, I have my main account. They all kind of have portable devices with iPads that are usually logged into me, and they have to like. You make sure that there's not, buying games because I've had that almost happen a few times. It's like, oops, click. The sponsor ad comes up.
That whole conference to me though was just like it was like magazines.
It was like 2 hours,
$10 bucks a month.
Yeah,
and then it was games. They didn't say a price, but probably $10-$15 a month. And then it was Apple Plus, the TV Plus or whatever, and that was whatever a month. And I'm just like, I already pay for like Netflix and Hulu. Yeah,
so you
and
could
Apple
apply that test to the other thing. Like you could say like. Is this going to be better than Netflix? Is there going to be better shows on this?
Right.
Like, I don't see the point of this. I need to, start thinking about these things not as, like, cool new tech innovations. Like, Stadia last week, I kind of regret the discussion we have a little bit because we didn't talk about games at all because they didn't talk about games at all.
Right.
And, like, who cares? Who cares if that system can play games if it doesn't have any? Mm-hmm. And, like, I want to know if not only it has good games, but it has good games that are unique and new and amazing.
Right.
And, like, man, like, I know I can count on Sony for that. That's their job.
And Nintendo.
And Microsoft, hopefully, again someday.
I don't think
of those companies in the same way.
Yeah, I was talking to Dornbush about that yesterday where we, after watching State of Play, this is to set you up for the next topic.
Oh, good job.
about how, like, you know, Stadia seems cool and you might want to test it out. Maybe this Apple thing's cool, but it's like, you know, at the end of the day, the stuff that you're really, really excited for is still PlayStation 5, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima. Like, that is like, all this other stuff is just like, I don't want to say filler, but it's just stuff that I was like, okay, Stadia is really fun, or maybe these Apple games are kind of cool, but like, nothing's going to replace when I walk into Target and buy my PlayStation 5. Mm-hmm. Like, that is just going to be nuts.
Not yet.
Going to Target for it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Still. Like, well, I mean, why not?
A Target loyalist.
Yeah.
He's got a personal connection to Target.
I do have a weird personal connection to Target, but also Amazon.
He was born there.
Yeah.
I was born in a Target.
You know how Target works, though, so now you can get, like, you know.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Yeah, they might tell you, too.
Well, the thing is like, for one, you got the red card. It's 5% off.
There it is.
Here we go. Yeah. You get 5% off of a $400 console. You know, that's you know, a good chunk off of game.
That's the kind of math problem you'd have to solve if you won a prize.
If I was Canadian, I know the answer.
There's also, no Targets in Canada.
Amazon. What do you have instead?
Sorry, we have Walmart.
They have Target.
No, we had Targets come in and they went bankrupt.
Oh, that's what? True. Yeah. That's actually true.
That's crazy.
I worked at Target when they put them in Canada.
About 3 years ago.
That's so crazy to
me. Which is weird, because the reason they did that is because they had data to show that people were coming from Canada to go to Targets.
But because they replaced them with stores that were already there before that didn't do well.
How do you guys know so much about
Zellers? Zellers, so Kmart, and Sears. That was Zellers.
Anyways, you buy games from Amazon and stuff like that, or even consoles. Sometimes they don't get there.
That's true.
So you got a game. I was just on Twitter, and someone was like, "Oh, my Sekiro copy looks like it got delayed. I won't get it till Monday." Now that's a whole weekend. You could have just walked to Target and bought it on the shelf.
Problem? Well, and also, I mean, that's the digital distribution issue too. So it takes forever to download and install games. It's like,
well, I'm talking about Amazon. I'm talking about buying physical.
No, I know.
From Amazon.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, it's also brick and mortar does have some advantages still.
Unless you live in Arkansas, and then internet connection is super fast.
Yeah.
All right, well, Apple Arcade will launch this fall. We'll see what that looks like then.
That was a cool drum sound.
That was Super Darius on TurboGrafx 16.
Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
I played Darius Twin, but not Super Darius.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Darius games.
Yeah, there is.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of G Darius on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Have you ever played UN Squadron?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a cool game. So it's like a little bit of depth to that kind
of launch game for Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I think it was. Probably. Yeah.
From Capcom.
With Super Scope.
This week, we bore witness to the first State of Play, the PlayStation Direct.
Yep, basically. PlayStation
the
Direct.
Sony Direct.
I take back everything I said about them being fun and knowing what to do.
color me underwhelmed.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Why not just release a trailer for one of those games and then do another one the next day?
I will tell you why. I will tell you right now. Okay.
Lay it on.
State of Play.
Take
everybody
us to
watched it, right? Everybody in this office watched it.
Yeah.
If they would have released all of those separately as trailers, how many of those would you have watched?
Well, none of them.
Possibly none of them.
Yeah.
So this is their way to give games that wouldn't otherwise have had a platform, a platform.
But it only works once.
I doubt that.
I'm never watching it again.
No, Sam. Watch it again.
I wouldn't watch it if I didn't work here.
It didn't work here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's fun here because, well, we're at work.
Yeah, we're coming.
And everyone gathers around and watches it together. But if I were working
TVs,
at some other job, I would never watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it seemed stated play. I keep wanting to say stated again. Yeah. It seemed like that event, yesterday's event, was more of an announcement of State of Play, of what they're going to look like. Like, hey, we don't have a lot.
Yeah.
So
that's
this
clear
is,
now.
Yeah.
That so, is the State of Play.
Right. And so it's like,
not
it's
a
like
lot.
They started it with saying, like, throughout the year, we'll be releasing these things. And it's like, to me, it was more of a, this is what they're going to be. More opposed to, you know, the actual content themselves. And I do, at the end of the day, kind of think that they don't have a lot.
Yeah.
They moved Concrete Genie to fall, which makes me think that that's possibly their big game of the fall. Like, tell me what other PlayStation games coming out in fall.
I don't think that was the intention to imply that.
I mean, maybe not, but I'm just saying, like, as far as the State of Play for PlayStation, they don't have a lot to show right now.
Yeah. Last of Us 2.
You're not going to just keep showing Last of Us. That's what I'm saying, is they have Last of Us, they have Ghosts, and they have, the other one? Death Stranding. Yep. They're not going to just keep showing those.
Yeah.
So part of the problem is it wasn't hosted. There's no, like, host to, like, guide you through the video.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit biased.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's a robot. It's a robot voice taking my job.
There it is.
No, there was just, they just had a woman doing VO. Yeah. Because they lost Ryan Clements.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a host anymore.
RIP.
Mm. Yeah.
It would be nice if they did have some kind of, it took Nintendo a while to get here, but some kind of personality and start to develop that for Sony. I mean, I think that would make it more like, make me more likable to watch.
Kevin
like
Butler, watch. Where is he?
But so much of it was PSVR too. And like, that's irrelevant to me. I don't play VR.
It is also irrelevant to me.
And me as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it's better for people that are excited about PSVR.
Yeah. I don't really care about the, whatever that crash racing game is.
Yeah.
It's also not for me.
No.
It was just so weird that they like all these VR indie games, and then it's like also Days Gone.
So there was
that's
also
coming out, guys.
But it was just like a kind of a look at the story, which did not seem very interesting to me at all either. Yeah. I'm still like willing to give that game a chance, but that trailer didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. And then Mortal Kombat.
Which Mortal Kombat? We already know Mortal Kombat's coming. Like
such a weird, and the characters they announced were characters that it's like you know we're going to be in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Yeah, just a quick little peek.
And they announced some indie games, but nothing that really stood out to me. It's not like a Nintendo Direct. They show like stuff that like Wargroove, Blaster Master, Zero Two, stuff that like instantly when I see it, I'm like, oh, tell me more. This looks awesome. That's on my radar.
What did you think of Iron Man?
It's an Iron Man VR game.
I mean, like nostalgia. I was like, this is their opener. Big part into that though, right? Too right for the Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, when they opened with the Iron Man game, I was like, it's probably not gonna be good.
Anyway. If that's hopefully they can improve a little bit more for the next
or like you know state of play. Going into this, people were like, and people in the office, I mean, like people that we know and love, were saying this is their substitute for E3.
Yeah,
this is what they're going to do instead of E3.
Ooh, no. Yikes! Yeah,
please don't let that be the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
just make up some games and show them.
So like
in June, how hard is that?
5 years
away. Nintendo does all their directs.
Nintendo makes up games like Metroid Prime 4.
But like Nintendo does all their smaller directs, and then they do a bigger E3 thing. Do you think that we could see that from Sony?
State
of play.
I would be thrilled if they released a bigger state of play on that whatever Monday of E3 week. Sure, that'd be great.
So I mean, so here's the question: is there a Sony announcement for a console coming up? And if it is that E3 or is that like next year?
No, I think it's I think it's February of next year.
Yeah,
February or March.
Still a ways away.
That would be following the playbook of the PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
yep.
And do you think they'll hint at it though, like or actually talk anything at all?
Remember, they're not at E3.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I guess that's what's weird. When you say that out loud, it still hasn't sunk in.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the more they hint at PS5, the less PS4 will sell. So I don't.
Well, yeah.
I don't
absolutely.
Think so.
Yeah.
I think they still want people to think of Ghosts, Last of Us, and Death Stranding as PS4 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing some scheduling for E3 today, just kind of like, when is our staff going to get there, and like, what do the conferences look like? And it was like Tina and Miranda and myself were looking at it, and I believe it was Microsoft, Nintendo, Ubisoft, and what was the
Bethesda?
And Bethesda are the only people that have said that are there at conferences.
Yeah, because EA is doing their weird.
But everybody else says they're not.
Yeah, so. EA is doing their big like they're doing like a treehouse
play 3 days of it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like go there and do stuff in person for the public, and then they're also going to show these kind of long form videos
like treehouse
out to me is like Nintendo does their direct and then they do treehouse where they're just having people play their games. That's what it seems like the EA thing's going to be.
We should stop a moment and say how silly it is too that Sony constantly gets in this situation which they just do something that Nintendo did, and it's so silly, and I don't know why it keeps happening. Like they do they do a bunch of cool original things, and they should get credit for that. But when they do something like this, it's just silly. Like Nintendo Direct is not great. That's not a great way to go about things. But they, for some reason, they think they have to do it too.
I don't know. I like the Nintendo Directs.
Did you like them always?
I mean,
because for the most part,
I think they started out kind of like this.
They're kind of like showstoppers, and maybe that's just here. Because we work here.
I mean,
like when they announce a direct, like, you know, that is like if they say there's a direct on Thursday, like that's going to be the talk.
It does help highlight indies. I totally get that point that you made, Mark. Like, I think that's a really smart idea. But
I think that's an expectation thing, too, because I think that makes sense for Nintendo. If anybody else did that, I do not think that would, well, again, super exciting.
I'd say let's give them another chance.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's give them one more chance, Damon.
Yeah. All right, we will give Sony one more chance.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Let it be known.
One of these days I'll know any of these songs.
That's Bomberman?
No, what is that?
Blaster Master.
Blaster Master. But that's not NES sound. I mean, that doesn't sound like... What part of Blaster Master is
I think
that?
That's like the game over screen.
I was going to say, I don't remember that sound.
Because you never died.
I never died.
Lord of the Rings Gollum is a video game we'll get to play in 2021. Mm-hmm. Announced this week. Coming from Daedalic Entertainment, they make a lot of point-and-click games. Mm. Although they said this will be a little bit different, a little bit more action-focused than their traditional point-and-click games. A narrative-focused adventure game, they call it, that will explore the events that occur between Gollum's finding the One Ring and the start of the Lord of the Rings story. But they don't have the movie license, so this won't be Peter Jackson's Gollum and world that he...
Do you know what Gollum did in that time?
Just sat in a cave in the dark
in a cave
for like 500 years and went crazy.
Yeah.
Should be a great game.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know you don't like fishing games, but I do. So maybe it's my thing.
But you're going to be fishing with your hands and eating them raw.
And that's it.
Wriggling.
And that's
Mark,
it.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
You know, as IGN's chief Lord of the Rings expert. No, I have no idea. Lord of the Rings.
Are you saying that because you've never seen? No, your wife.
So
made
I've
you watch
seen
Lord
them.
Of the
I've seen them as the
all
trade-off.
Three.
It was
you've
a
seen
trade-off.
All three.
Well, yeah. So I saw those three, and I feel like I've seen The Hobbit.
You shouldn't have.
And so when we went and watched,
it's not so much of a feeling as something that would have happened or didn't.
Yeah. I can't remember. So then we went and watched The Hobbit, and I remember saying, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Well, no.
Were you watching it in like that like super speed 48 3D style thing?
Yes. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. So I have seen it for sure. Yeah, because I remember.
Don't tell us you don't remember Orlando Bloom.
I remember it looked cool.
Yeah.
Like there's that whole
Thought it looked terrible.
No, exactly. I think it looks cool.
What,
cool.
The Hobbit? Oh, what a flip flop. This
the
is
Hobbit good. Looked like it was shot on a camcorder.
Yeah. And that's because the aesthetics of film were
doubled.
You know,
I just watched a movie that was shot entirely on an iPhone. I forget what the movie was. It was
Force Awakens.
No, it was the lady that goes to the insane asylum and then she ends up getting locked up there. It just came as like unsane. Or it's in the trailer. It's Unsane or
the movie title.
Unsane.
The
movie's called Unsane.
Unsane was a hardcore band in the 90s. They had a song called Scrape, and the music video for it was just dudes wrecking on skateboards.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Not even doing any tricks.
No, just falling off the skateboards and getting scrape mark. Yeah.
Just wipe it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings Gollum.
So here's the thing. Yikes. Lord of the Rings, I love it. I love the universe. I think Tolkien did a great job with it. I think Peter Jackson did a great job with it, and nobody else has, including Peter Jackson since then.
True. That's really true.
Yeah, and I'm really worried about anybody handling anything in that universe that's not Tolkien, and I'm like a protectionist for it. I don't think Gollum's a great character. I love him the way Tolkien did it, and even when Peter Jackson did it, it's like, that's okay. But like,
Andy Serkis.
That's a pretty iconic performance from Andy Serkis.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
I think it's really good for what they did at the time. And I think it's a well-developed character. But when I compare that to the Hobbits or Aragorn or something, I think they did a better job. Hmm. But it doesn't matter, because I think Gollum is, he is this very strange character that doesn't do much except for just survive.
Yeah.
And I am interested to see if this is it's between when he finds the ring and when?
And the start of the Lord of the Rings story.
So that means that it could indicate that it's the time in which he's taken to Mordor, tortured, and then...
But that would be after he lost the ring to Bilbo.
Yeah, that's true.
Where does the cartoon fit in all this? I've seen the cartoon.
But that's before Lord of the Rings.
That's Ralph Bakshi, I want to say, that animation studio.
And
they did The Hobbit and I think just Return of the King.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen The Hobbit. Where he's in the boat, just doing the, like, he's just like,
yeah,
on
Gollum's
the boat.
Weird in that movie.
He's like all slow and stuff.
He paddles around
like
in a little boat.
And where did he get the boat?
Built it.
That's really good. Really good songs in those animated films.
Oh, totally. But yeah, this could cover then that adventurous part, which would be him in Mordor getting tortured and then like intentionally released for Aragorn to, be told by Gandalf you should go find him. And then he's like pursued. But like, what is it really going to be? I don't really know.
So this is not from Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns or has the license, the video game license for the for Peter Jackson's movie version of Lord of the Rings. So this will be something totally different.
Those are the people that make the Shadow of War Mordor.
Yeah, they've only done those two games, which are pretty different. Anyway, Lord of the Rings, Gollum, coming 2021.
Yeah. What is it?
it's still Bomberman.
It's still Bomberman. Okay. Yeah.
They're all Bomberman. Just start. No, start.
There's
guessing.
Gonna be more. There's gonna be more.
Start guessing with Bomberman.
That failed for me once.
See, that's how my brain works. Though I have like music association with what parts of it. I know that's the stage select announcement screen in the middle. So good.
Let's share what we've been playing. Who would like to begin?
Not me.
See, I can start because mine's been mostly the same, Apex Legends, Destiny, whatever else. But I will say that I'm downloading Sekiro, and I'm super excited. I got a chance to just get like hands-on for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes during a Let's Play. Mitchell Saltzman and I, big fans of Ninja Gaiden, obviously, on NES for me, but also the Xbox version. We played one as a Let's Play, which was like probably my best time playing a Let's Play here at IGN. But that game, I think, is going to
destroy me. We just had you in a Let's Play. You didn't have any fun?
No, it was not. Wow, fun. Okay. Yeah, the Apex Legends. It was okay. But it's not Ninja Gaiden, and this game, I feel like it has a nice mix of both of, you know, maybe a little bit of, well, people are saying Dark Souls as well. Like, is that?
Well, it's from software, so yes.
I know, but to me, it's like, I didn't, I'm gonna get burnt for this. Dark Souls.
Stop now.
No, I'm just saying. Dark Souls just never felt as good as Ninja Gaiden.
Well, Dark Souls is not.
And I know that, and that's what I'm saying. But between the two, what would you say this game is more like, Dark Souls or Ninja Gaiden?
Probably Ninja Gaiden, because Dark Souls is, to me, it's like knights in armor kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And like there are characters that are faster, but for the most part, especially how I've played, it's like sword and board.
All right, I got a question. Knights in armor. Is this game more like Wii Sports Resort or like Metal Gear Solid 3?
Which sport specifically? Because that's the one that had the frisbee golf.
Yeah. I'm thinking open world, fly wherever you want.
Mm. That's a tough one.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 3, I only know the song, Snake Eater.
You got that in there, Damon?
The game.
Do I got that in
Which
there?
Which button
the song?
Is Snake
No, I don't
Eater.
Have the song ready to go. You should have let me know ahead of time.
I didn't know we were going to talk about Snake Eater.
In conclusion, Metal Gear Solid fans should check out this game. But Wii Sports Resort fans should avoid it. Thanks, Mark.
Dark Souls and Ninja Gaiden are both good games.
Fans of the Wii Sports genre. But
Sekiro is also going
to
be good.
It's a weird comparison. I mean, if you want to compare it, you'd compare it to Tenchu.
Do you like Sekiro?
Sekiro is fun, but it is so flipping hard that I don't
you like that?
I do.
I don't know how much I just want to play that right now.
Hmm.
The answer is I actually do know.
Have you beaten
Not
it
that
yet
much.
Or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm like, so I played it for a few hours, but if I played it all again, I could probably do it in like a half hour.
So I started playing Give Me God of War after I played through, so like there's four settings on God of War. So basically 1, 2, 3, one being easiest, four being hardest. I played the setting number 3. What is that one called?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, it's the one before Give Me God of War, and I actually loved the game. So that was my first playthrough of it. So yeah, I like super challenging, like kind of punishing type of action games. And I feel like this kind of fits that bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's, I think so. Sekiro's really, really hard.
Yeah, but it feels good. Like, to me, that's where I was going.
No, I think you guys need to make a distinction here. There's a lot of games that are difficult, but this one makes you backtrack a lot and redo things over and over again.
Yeah.
It's that loop that, like, the difficulty matters. Like, dying really matters because it makes you do something you probably don't want to do again.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like,
the
a difference.
The punishment for dying is pretty severe, I think.
Yeah. And I
In
mean, so.
Sekiro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think where I'll. It, as long as it feels good, and I've said this multiple times in games, if it feels good to play, like, the actual mechanics of the game, which it did from the first 5 or 10 minutes of me playing through the world with the controller, like, that is, to me, what's more important. If the game feels like a slog and I'm fighting with the controls and it. You know, it's boring. Then
no, I don't think so. Yeah. The buttons all seem to be mapped fine. Yeah. You know,
it seems zippy.
You know, did you play Dark Souls at all?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a big Dark Souls fan.
Yeah, you know how, like, when you move in that game, you kind of feel hulking and big
and
slow?
And that's why it's a weird comparison to compare that to Sekiro. You're talking a knight versus a ninja.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Yeah.
Because Sekiro...
But you don't have to defend it. He's asking what the difference is. We're talking about the differences.
Yeah.
And like, I think playing as a ninja might be a good match for a fighting game like that, because you can
So Dark Souls is all about
approach
to an enemy, as in like I'm going to pull him around the corner, or I'm, you know, and I'm going to take this enemy on. Sekiro is all about finding other ways to take on enemies. So it's like you see an enemy, you know, probably the last thing you want to do is just run right up to him. You want to try to see if you can sneak around and jump down, or sneak around and stab him from the back and stuff like that. You know, there's things in that game that aren't in other From Software games, like the grapple hook and being able to hang from a ledge and being able to sneak in bushes. It's cool. It's just so hard.
It's all right.
Yeah. And Damon, what do you think?
I spent some time with it this weekend. I've given Dark Souls and Bloodborne a chance in the past. Those games don't click for me, and I found Sekiro to be the same.
Not a Damey game.
Yeah, not a Damey game.
But because of the punishing nature of it, I mean, you could get better. You could learn how to do it, but it's a slog.
But doing that isn't fun. I wasn't enjoying it. I don't think the combat feels particularly good to me. I actually thought the combat in Darksiders 3 felt better, and that's a game that was taking inspiration from Dark Souls.
Right.
So I spent some time, I gave that a shot, but it's not for me. But then I played Blaster Master Zero 2, and that game is awesome.
Nice.
I heartily recommend that one because it's from the same team that did Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, and it's another 8-bit style action platformer with really, really cool animation. The controls feel good to play, and it's awesome. Blaster Master. I just can't believe, like, Blaster Master should be a forgotten NES game.
It's so good.
Right.
But it's getting this revival.
How are there good new Blaster Master games being made today? It should be like any other B-level
NES. I think it was pretty
NES.
Forgotten. I mean, it's like Sunsoft crumbled, and then, like, you know.
This game's from Sunsoft.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Sunsoft is back.
Do you have Stage 1 music queued up there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Is that on you're playing on Switch, right?
I think it's only on Switch right now.
Okay. We had a launch game, or the Wii Shop had a launch game that was a Blaster Master that I didn't ever play.
There was a Blaster Master for WiiWare.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was good or not.
Yeah. Can't remember.
It was good for sure. We reviewed it and stuff, but
The game I played most this weekend was actually I was testing
Mario 64.
I did play a lot of Mario 64. And that's crazy. Not a joke. I want people to know, when I talk about playing Mario 64, I play it a lot, all the time, almost every single day.
Great.
And then I put videos up. So, I was trying out PlayStation Now, and I didn't realize you could download games now. So I got hooked on Alien Nation again. I played a lot of Alien Nation back when it first came out. And so I played that most of Saturday. And that is a fun game.
Remind me which one that is.
Alien Nation is the follow-up to Dead Nation.
Okay,
it's by Housemarque.
Yep, gotcha.
I played that.
Yeah, that was top-down.
Alien
Nation. Did you
Nations.
Review it or something?
I didn't review it, but I did
didn't
some
we play, like,
Let's Plays.
Something?
I think we did some Let's Plays or something.
Yeah, Alien Nation is awesome. It's a good one. Super cool.
23 years ago, Damon played his favorite game of all time, and we revisited it 2 weeks ago.
Mario 64.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In a challenge. Perfect. And also, I brought it in because it fulfilled two things. That, and then also Mark never plays on 64.
Yeah, I don't.
He's a stealing stealer, and he plays it in a different
way.
Mark got to, we said on Monday, we're going to get 120 stars by the end of the week, and we got to 89.
Something like that.
Which is pretty good.
Close.
Yeah,
and a lot of them went really fast because Mark chose all the easy ones to do, which was just not helpful in any way.
It
just wasn't helpful.
I also want to preface that we were playing between work because, I don't know, that sounds kind of pathetic.
Instead
87
of
stars in a whole week. we could definitely
do it.
It
wasn't even a whole week. It was like 3 days.
Yeah,
it
and
like
I wasn't,
Wednesday.
I wasn't here.
No one's going to tell on you, Mark.
Well,
starting Tuesday?
But I wasn't here Monday. You guys got to 24 on your own.
You weren't here Friday either.
And then I wasn't here Friday as well.
Man, short week. Played Mario.
Played a lot of Mario that
pretty
week.
Pretty
rough. Yeah.
Rough gig.
And then it's been busy. That's because that's what happens. I mean, maybe not for other people.
Then it was busy.
But it's like one or... Yeah, see? You're going to give me shit about it. But like that's how it is sometimes. It's like one day you're like, it's so slow. I'm gonna kick back. And then like 2 weeks
Look,
of torture.
I can see you from my desk.
No, I can see you too.
If you're kicking back at work, I need to know about this.
Sam,
I'm gonna look for those
see
legs
me
going
playing
up.
Mario 64. It's at your desk. That's what I'm talking about. I don't try to hide it. But now it's just like, now it's just, they're so busy. I haven't even been able to think about it.
Should we play California Games this week?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do we have that in the office?
I don't know if we do. We need it though.
California Games?
Absolutely.
What's that?
Oh, it's an NES. NES classic.
Well, it's a multi-platform game.
It is. But the best one was on NES.
It's a multi-platform classic.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I looked at, like, after we were playing the music, I looked at some of the GIFs online, and the NES one.
After we were playing Louie Louie?
That's right. Yeah. after you look at the rollerblade one, by far the best wipeout is the NES one. This is the most violent.
It's like amazing.
Just skating. It's like,
there's these face plants, and they're so
That was
good.
In the music video for Scrape.
Exactly. Oh, there you go. It's a big face plant.
My big takeaway from revisiting Mario 64 is that it's still amazing.
Yes.
Probably still my favorite game of all time, but the camera is terrible. Wrestling with the camera today is
tricky.
You're fighting with a 23-year-old camera. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
The camera's really, really, really
It has its moments where, like, I can't believe they were able to accomplish this with the camera. Yeah. But then there's parts where you're trying to make a jump happen, and it's like the camera switches so badly that you just miss it.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't know is if you're in Lacazu cam, which is your normal, just zoomed out cam, if you push C down and R at the same time, you switch to Mario cam, but without zooming in. Mm. So then it becomes a free cam.
Whoop. Yeah. That's good to know. Pro tip.
How does it lock in that form?
No. So if you push it again, it'll go back to Lacazu. But you know how Mario cam is like you do
I thought
R.
It was only first person.
Right. Well, not first person, but super zoomed in. So if you push C down and R at the same time, it goes to Mario cam without zooming in. So then
is that
you
a glitch?
I mean, I guess it could be. You're pushing two buttons at the same time.
You only have to do it once?
Two buttons at once?
Like, yeah, I know. Like, glitch. I don't know. I don't know if you count
as a glitch.
I just wonder
if that's in the manual.
That's a weird one. I don't know. But yeah, anytime you can't get the camera to do what you want it to do, C down, R at the same time, switches to free cam. You can do whatever you want.
Life hack. And that brings us to video game 20 questions.
Don't know it.
It's Bomberman.
Still.
Our suggestion this week comes from Will Ard in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up?
Let the questioning begin.
Do you know where Georgia is?
Is that geography.
It's tough. Rough idea, but no, I couldn't pin it out probably on the...
It's like above Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I might get you.
Where's Florida?
The south one. Canadians know where Florida is.
Right next to Texas. Got it.
Hey, Damon.
Optical disc. Is that where you on an optical medium for
that's
this
not
game?
A question.
No, whatever. That's how I'm going to start it.
That's just a word.
It was this game released on an optical medium.
Yes.
There you go.
That means a disc, right?
Yeah, it's a weird way to ask it, but
yeah.
Got it. Why don't you just say disc next time?
Yeah, I could do that. But
is this a first party game?
Yes.
Ooh. All right. So it's definitely Mario Sunshine. All right. Was this game released after January 1st, 2000?
No.
Oh,
ooh. Okay. No, this is good. This is good. We're kind of got like a 10-year window there, maybe.
Well, I mean, but if it's a disc.
Well, that's what
so
I mean.
We got Sega Saturn.
PlayStation and Saturn.
Sega Saturn.
And Dreamcast.
PlayStation and Dreamcast.
And some really weird ones.
Yeah. Sega CD. Just wanted to like, I feel like we should lean into PlayStation here.
Could be.
Yeah. Was this for the PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay. We're pretty much.
So it's a PlayStation first party game.
Wait, first party?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Should we find out if it's on one of those funny black discs?
I thought that was every PlayStation game.
That was most of them, yeah. Just that like coating that was on the bottom of them.
Eco's not on one.
Really?
First party.
Eco is first party.
What's the right question?
We don't need to jump to Eco, but
let's not lead with Eco.
Let's just finish this.
So what are the first party games? Parappa, Eco.
Is Eco PS1? I thought it was PS2.
Oh, maybe it is.
Okay.
But it's on a CD.
Yeah. Or it could be Spyro the Dragon or Crash Bandicoot.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's right. Could be Crash. Maybe it's a mascot related question.
Yeah, is this a mascot game?
No.
No. Okay. Crash.
That's five questions.
No Crash.
No Spyro.
No Spyro.
That's not
Spyro.
First party anyway.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Spyro's not.
It's
of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
Huh. First party PlayStation 1.
Is this game rated M or more? Or higher? I mean, like M or T, what's that one after it?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Dude, I am like, it's every time
it's
I'm
Jammer Lammy.
Every time I think of a game, I'm thinking of a Squaresoft game. Like, for me,
well,
stop doing that.
It's not helpful for
us. That was PlayStation.
Yeah.
Like, to me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because the only, I played, like, Fairside Eve, Brave Fencer Musashi, Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, those were.
We should probably narrow down the genre then. We should go, like, either platformer maybe or, like, RPG.
What about Wipeout?
Oh, should you ask if it's a racing game?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying. I don't know much about PlayStation, so I need your help.
Right. No, that's what I'm struggling with.
That's a pretty
with.
Good one. Okay.
But that wouldn't be rated M.
Could be Gran Turismo. Oh, yeah. It's not going to be a racing game because he said rated M.
Oh, unless. No. Well, I'm thinking. No, how many Jaffe's game wasn't.
Was it got
oh,
more,
Twisted that, Metal. Twisted Metal. That's first party.
Is it first party?
Yeah.
Do you operate vehicles in this game?
Yes.
Ooh,
oh, could be Twisted Metal.
At least, I mean, oh, your character does.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, it still applies.
Does your vehicle have weapons?
Mm.
Not Twisted Metal. Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't know if it does.
That's
a free one. Well, it's a free one.
Okay, so we should ask maybe the clown in the game.
No. If he doesn't know if it has weapons,
you don't think?
It's not Twisted Metal. Okay. I think he would know.
Twisted Metal. Like an M-rated freaking racing.
Does this game have a sequel from after 2010?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow. Dude, okay. So, wait, after 2010, so PS3, PS4. What was that?
Well, with what?
It's a PlayStation 1 game with sequels now that's first party.
Right.
We look at Damon for visual confirmation. This is what you
a
can't see
what is
that's
Sony
happening
even
in the
published that went back that far?
Just to clarify, I said this game was first party. That doesn't necessarily mean the sequels were.
That's what I'm saying is when he made that face, it makes me think that it's possibly not first party anymore.
I quit.
Put him back on.
Logistics, we're too much this. For Sam.
I took my thing. I can't hear you guys anymore.
Okay, nobody. I'm 2 feet away from you, Sam.
Right next to you.
And for the audience out there, Damon is at, he's holding 7.
No, eight.
See? They can't even see it.
It's not that time. That's the boss music from when you guys get to 15.
Whoa! I can't hear it.
Spoilers.
Boss music. Okay, he's got 8 fingers up. 7 fingers.
8 questions down.
1 thumb.
I've got 2 thumbs up.
That's true.
Is this game, would you just, well, we already did
it's mature.
Question.
That's what I mean, man.
Do you shoot guns in this game?
You can, yes. That's a possibility.
Didn't help.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that was a given.
Was the first Tomb Raider published by Sony in some way?
I'm also wondering, it's vehicle-based. He said your character drives a car.
But you, no, that just means
Grand
it happens
Theft,
at
Grand
some
Theft
point.
Auto was never first party, right?
It could. It, maybe there was a Grand Theft Auto published by Sony on a Sony system, but I don't know which one. Why that? Because
it wouldn't be first party anymore, but it could have been back then.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Do you steal cars in this game?
No. That's 10 questions down.
Was this game developed in Japan?
Yes.
Okay. See, we need to do stuff like that before we do the specific things.
Yeah, it's too specific.
Because Rockstar's in San Diego or Northern.
We don't know the platform at all, though, do we? Like, know the genre, I mean.
No, we don't know the genre.
If it's a platform or if it's like a... we could ask that.
Mm-hmm. But it's Japanese. Okay.
I mean, they said there's vehicles, though, right?
Yeah. And some shooting. What are Sony games that could be that way?
I don't know. I mean...
It's tough.
What about...
Is this an RPG game?
Yes.
Okay. This can't be Final Fantasy.
No, that's not first party.
No, Square published that. So it could be Parasite Eve.
That's Square as well.
I don't know a lot of these games, so there's like...
I don't know either.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
not Grandia. Is that one of them?
Grandia?
And then there's... What is the game that... you and I were just talking about it when we got pizza, but you can't...
Suikoden?
Yeah, Suikoden.
I don't know who made Suikoden. I don't know.
So... RPG.
Yeah.
Is this a futuristic RPG?
But wait, does Suikoden. Was there sequels after 2010?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
Do you want to ask that question? Is it a futuristic RPG?
You don't know.
I need some clarification on what you mean by futuristic.
Yeah. I understand. There's the Valkyria games. And there's the. There's those, and then there's the ones about music. I just don't know my JRPGs from that.
I don't either. No, I don't. That was that window where I didn't actually. I owned PlayStation 1 late prior to PlayStation 2.
That's all I played, but it's Squaresoft.
Was this game in. there's one in the PlayStation Classic.
Oh, ask that question.
That's weird. I don't think that'll help.
You don't think so?
We'll eliminate that.
No. I just don't know the name of it, so it's not going to help. This is going to be really hard.
Wait, but what's the game?
I feel like you should ask that question.
But I don't know the name of the game.
But like, what are you doing it?
I can just look it up on the internet real quick.
Heck, if I know.
Oh, you don't know. Oh, okay.
I thought am I right that there's another RPG in the Classic Collection that's not one of these main ones?
Wild Arms.
Wild Arms. That's what I was thinking of.
But I don't know. I have no idea who made Wild Arms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're at 12
have
questions.
Have we mentioned the game yet?
That's your official question?
Yes.
What? Oh, it could be Wild Arms.
That probably is. Is this in the PlayStation Classic Collection?
No.
Okay.
Not Wild Arms.
It's 14.
Unless it's Wild Arms 2.
I think we're looking at Suikoden or Valkyria Chronicles or...
Well, I mean, there's not really much else we can do. Why don't you just ask?
What about?
Well, no, I don't know how to narrow those down.
What about Arc
Well,
Blad?
We have four questions.
We already mentioned it. The game.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
We mentioned it. We used the hack.
Okay, so it could be Suikoden. I have a weird question that I could possibly narrow it down.
What is Valkyria Chronicles? Is it a strategy RPG?
I don't know.
Would you describe this as a strategy RPG?
No.
Okay.
That's 15. The boss music begins.
Man.
Because Valkyria is. It is a strategy RPG. What is Wild Arms? Is that like a cowboy game?
I mean, it's a JRPG with like a cowboy theme to it, yeah.
Does this have a cowboy theme to it?
No, he said it's not on PlayStation Classic.
Okay.
And Wild Arms is.
Ooh. Sorry.
Good call. Good call.
So, Suikoden, Jared Petty loves Suikoden.
Yeah, everybody loves Suikoden 2, but I just don't know how to narrow it down because I don't know anything about Suikoden.
Okay.
So is this game renowned for its story?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. All signs point to Suikoden.
I was going to ask the Jared Petty question.
The story is one of the things that people like about this game a lot.
Yeah.
Boss music returns.
We're at 16 questions.
I feel like we just...
Kingdom Hearts wasn't published by Sony, was it?
That's PS2.
I feel like you could just literally ask the three questions.
Oh, we've already said the game name.
Yeah.
So Parasite Eve, Suikoden.
It can't be Parasite Eve. That's Square.
Yeah.
And no sequels after 2010. Oh, unless you count, like, 23rd birthday or whatever. Does Jared Petty love this game's sequel?
I have no idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That probably would be that then.
So, that's a free one. That one doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know enough about Suikoden.
Could there be any other games that we mentioned that this is?
I don't know.
You guys aren't... we're not going to get any further than this,
no,
right?
No, we're not. That's all right. Maybe we should just ask each of the games.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, once you ask wrong, you're out.
Is this Suikoden?
You're asking if it's Suikoden?
Well, what are we going to do?
Okay. Hold on. You have four questions left.
They are no help, and I've given up.
Here's a hint. You guys know you've said the game.
Uh-huh.
You've also said some misinformation about the game.
Yeah, I know.
So you're wrong about something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the publisher.
I bet we're wrong about publisher.
Yeah, we're definitely wrong about publisher.
This is a first-party game because Sony published it.
Okay, so... It's definitely not.
Okay, was this developed by Square?
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be Final Fantasy VII.
Or 8 or 9. Or Tactics.
And
or Parasite Eve. Or Parasite Eve 2.
Yeah. Is this part of the Final Fantasy series?
Yes.
Okay.
Two questions.
Okay.
Why did we
Here
eliminate
we go.
That?
We got
it's
this.
Strategy RPG, so it's not Tactics.
So it's not Tactics. So now we got to, with one question, we have to narrow down whether it's 7, 8, or 9.
Does this game do this. Have an even
Whoa,
number?
Wait. Oh, no, because it doesn't narrow it down enough.
Yeah, it does.
No,
because... It's three games. It can only...
But if he says no, it could be 7 or 9.
Well, then we have 50-50.
Does this game have a prime number in it? No, that doesn't work either.
Hold on. Let's.
Is this game divisible by...
We can be smart about
that. That would work.
We have
two questions
to figure out. Wait, I almost had it. Fool, there's no way.
Are there characters that are shared between those two games?
No. Just chocobos.
But does one of them not have chocobos?
Nope. They all have them.
Remember how you couldn't answer my future question? It's probably not 7.
Well, 8 possibly takes place in like a kind of futuristic.
But 9 is clearly a fantasy game.
9 is definitely old fantasy.
I don't know what to do.
I feel like
variety.
There's such an elegant way
to do
this.
Oh, it's not the PlayStation Classic.
Wait, yeah, so it's not 7, so it's either 8 or 9.
Hold on.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hold on. 7's in the PlayStation Classic?
Yeah.
Wait.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, 7 is definitely... So I think it's 7. Okay,
exactly.
Is the main character of this game Cloud Strife?
Yes.
Okay, is it Final Fantasy 7?
There it is.
I did not realize Final Fantasy VII was in the PlayStation.
We got robbed. Wow.
Well, okay, so it was a weird outcome. So Damon lost, but Mark and I won, but CJ has not won yet.
True. No, but
I would say that
I helped out.
CJ, 100.
Plus two.
Times three. Divided by 10.
Hang on.
He's working it out.
Divided by 10? Oh, this is old school math.
I already know what it is.
Wait, let me see.
This is good.
What do we got?
I need a
100 plus two.
I need a calculator.
Times three.
You said times three. So it's 306 divided by 10.
Yes.
So it's 306 divided by 10.
It's going to be a decimal. All right.
3.06.
It's 30.6. CJ lost. But Mark, congratulations.
Yay, we did it.
Mark and Sam.
We also could have...
Nicely job.
Final Fantasy VII out on Switch today.
Yeah, it is out.
It came out today.
That's what made me think this was...
So guess what?
That's a great one.
I literally put the desk when I was doing the math in the wrong place, and I would have lost.
Yeah. More Final Fantasy on the show.
You could have lost $200 million.
That would have been bad. I felt all common. I was like, whoops.
So Final Fantasy VII is on the PlayStation Classic. I was wrong about that.
Oh, there's so much wrong with this. I don't even think it was published by Sony.
It was.
Mm.
Developed by Square, published by Sony, worldwide, outside of Japan, for our intents and purposes.
You can shoot stuff in it.
Yeah.
What's the vehicle thing is the airship.
Well, and he also Cloud rides a motorcycle.
Oh yeah, yep. There's
but I didn't know if it had weapons.
So when I
but he has like a Land Rover before you can high wind.
Can you see your hands?
Said Final Fantasy.
Well, they're blocked.
They're blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one. Well, define hands.
Define hands.
Because I was thinking twisted.
Can you see your fingers?
Also, if they're gloves, can you see your hands?
Oh, this goes back to the hat question.
Well, Barrett has one of his hands as a gun, and so it's just a brown block opposed to you know.
Yeah, I was thinking twisted. I think
this whole show's been a brown
fantasy.
Block.
Guys, you know what we should enjoy right now?
Got there.
We should enjoy a cool glass of
bag. Bring out the bag.
No, we're going to go play Mappy.
Bring out the bag. Oh, yeah, we're going to go play Mappy.
All right.
Nicely job, everybody. Remember, listeners, if you have your own suggestions for 20 questions, email them to me at gamescoop@ign.com. That's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, CJ. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
My name is Damon. This is IGN Gamescoop. And we're out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.